Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. And just in case you think, well, she's probably taken the day off. She has not. She is here. Did that sound a little sullen? Just a little bit.
I don't think
no.
So.
No. Oh, good. Yeah. It wasn't like the voice from I'm a monster. That's probably not a great way to get people to call me, is it? I'm a monster. No, I'm actually not. I'm working today, as is the Manniness. Mm-hmm. Say hello, Manny.
Hello.
We should be holding up a picture of a newspaper with today's date on it. Like in the kidnapping to show that we're proof of life. Yeah, we're doing it live. We're doing it live. And so if you squint at either your computer screen or your radio, you can see us holding up the newspaper. That's frostbite on our fingers. Man, it's a cold. Last time it was the coldest night in 100 years here.
Wow.
I don't even think they had thermometers that go that low. It was like 1 degree or something, but it was 30-mile-an-hour winds, so it was like 28 below or something. We might as well have been in the tundra.
Well, I had to broadcast a hockey game one time in those kind of temperatures.
From outside?
Outside, an outdoor hockey game, yeah. My first radio job out of college, I had to.
Well, I felt really sorry. I was watching I was watching Saturday Night Live, which we can talk about in a minute. And so the news came on right after it, so I watched it for a couple of minutes. And the poor, I felt so sorry for the news, you know, the little person. First of all, she's working on a Sunday night, which means she ain't first string. And second of all, they sent her outside, which means she's definitely not first string. And she was so cold, she couldn't make her mouth work. She kept kind of stuttering over words.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, she was not a youngster. This was, and I thought, you know, there are glamour jobs in this life. You know the old joke about the guy who says, you know, coming, he's gotten a new job, and so he invites his friend to come to the parade. Mm-hmm. He's in the parade, and what he's doing is the pooper scooper behind the elephant. And at when his friend is waving to him, he notices the elephant sort of lifts his tail and poops all over the guy. And the friend says, "This is the worst job I've seen in the world. Why are you doing this? You should get another job." He says, "What? Give up showbiz?" That's all I could think about, and an old joke. But that's the only thing I could think about with that poor woman is that somehow someone told her that being a journalism major would get her on television. She was not unattractive, but she's not young. I think she's probably gone as far as she's going to be able to go. And where she got to go was being outside in weather that was so cold that she couldn't move her jaw. Literally, her muscles were not working.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. And it's supposed to actually warm up to like... I think the overnight low is now supposed to be something like 12. It really around here. You know, it's like when I was in Phoenix at one point, and if you're ever in Phoenix, and of course I was in Phoenix in July, which makes no sense whatsoever. And you know, and I was getting directions for some place, and they said it's about 5 minutes away by car, and I said, well, I don't have a car, I'm walking. And they said, no, you're not. We don't walk in this weather. And it was like 123 degrees or something. But you know what everybody says in Phoenix? It's dry heat. Like somehow that makes it cooler. Like hell is dry heat too. It's 123 degrees, right. Which I might, I actually would not settle for right now. I actually, because when it's cold, you can bundle up. When it's hot, there's not much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on ice cubes or something. But so this is, as long as the wind's not blowing, it's not bad, but the wind is blowing. Although we didn't get much snow. Boston got clobbered again. We're supposed to get snow, I think, tomorrow and the next day.
We had some flurries when I was coming into work this morning. But and it was, it was probably around 9 or 10 degrees. But it's going to be cold pretty much this whole week up until the weekend, I think, here.
Yeah, it's the coldest winter on record, I think, all over the country. Except, you know, in Colorado, I have some friends who are going out to Colorado to ski. Wrong. They should go to Boston to ski. It's been 65 degrees in Denver. And the ski places are just going out of their mind because that you can't even do artificial snow when it's 65 degrees.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it has to be right around freezing, even with for artificial snow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they're really having a hard time. Somehow it's kind of like we've switched places on the calendar. I think we've switched places with like Nome, Alaska, and poor Boston. Boston, because it's on the water, tends to have more moderate winters. It's colder than New York, but this one is just killer. And they're about to get some more snow.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh well. All right. So you did not. So last night was clearly one of those divides of people either watching the NBA or or Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
So you watch NBA, right?
Of course. I'm a huge basketball fan. Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite sport.
Okay, there you go. So were you happy with the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the All-Star game is always going to be a little more...
Stupid.
Well, yeah.
It's like any All-Star game because you get the teamwork doesn't really, you know, the guys who've been playing together for not only a season but for years just doesn't exist.
And they don't play as much defense because nobody wants to get hurt, and which is understandable because it's an exhibition, and so it's always a little more high scoring. So,
but you had fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I always enjoy the NBA All-Star game.
They're all around here right now because they're playing at the Barclays Center, I guess, and there was something at Madison Square as well.
Well,
so they're all
the All-Star weekend with, like, the dunk contest and the three-point contest were at Barclays, and then the game was at the Garden.
Yeah, so they're all right around here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I mean, it's very disconcerting because all of a sudden you see these kind of giants walking down the street, and you think... But I knew because they sort of let us know, and even I can tell basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball players stay in my neighborhood a lot, so we're sort of used to seeing these humongous guys. And I remember getting into an elevator with Bill Russell in Boston years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know you forget because you know when you watch them. I mean, I've watched basketball and you see it on television, whatever. Television, first of all, is very disconcerting, and it doesn't really give you perspective very well in terms of how tall somebody is.
Yeah.
Or I mean, television tends to add some weight to everybody. But most people on television are not very tall, so very tall people, you don't really have a frame of reference, except sometimes to see a referee who's tiny. What you forget... And, you know, you get into an elevator with Bill Russell, it's not only they tall, I mean, really tall, but they're usually kind of, they're bigger than they seem in, you know, when you're watching them.
Right.
Mostly because they're all more or less the same size, more or less. But when you see one sort of among us, you know, munchkins, which is what we look like, they're not only taller, but they're just bigger. They're broader, they're heavier, they're more muscular. I mean, it's a demanding sport. You're running around the whole time. So, all right. So, Saturday Night Live. I'd love to hear what other people thought about it. I thought it was, first of all, it was 3.5 hours. That's a long time. And it did cover 40 years. For me, the fun of it was, the fun of Saturday Night Live has always been, is the sketches were always sort of, they always went on too long. They always were hit or miss. They always usually had two or three good lines in them, and then it was kind of like high school. But the music, I thought the musical stuff was probably some of the best stuff, which it always is, and always has been, I think, for 40 years. And part of it was just seeing Eddie Murphy and Jerry Seinfeld and Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Will Ferrell. I mean, you know, seeing everybody on one, you know, in one venue was really fun. I'm trying to remember, one of the guys said about the sort of the pre-recorded sort of short films that they did. And as he said, they were always the best because they were produced ahead of time and then they were just dropped in. They were pre-recorded, so they were edited. And what he said is, why haven't they learned how to do this? The doing things live doesn't really work as well as editing. You know, the best stuff is, why didn't they learn how to do this before? There are a couple of good zingers. One of my favorite was the thing with Seinfeld that worked really well, and that he was taking questions from the audience. And at one point he called on Tina Fey, and she said, no, I'm Sarah Palin. And that really worked. That worked really well.
Nice.
So there were some things that really did work, but it was fun seeing these guys. Although there was a Bill Cosby moment that they had to apologize for. They said, no, we cut that in June, which obviously wasn't true. But there were a couple of zingers. I'll take my favorite one in return. If you want to call and tell me your favorite or anything else, we're live today, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. And as Manny and I keep pointing out, we are live as opposed to what, dead? No. As opposed to on tape. We are both working today. So it's a great opportunity, especially if you're home from work, and to give us a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. And if you want to talk about, you can talk about the weather. I know, kind of boring, but it is cold. How cold is it? You can talk about really whatever it is that's on your mind. And it's a great opportunity for people who are usually at work during my program to call up and share whatever it is that they need to talk about. And as you know, that calling me live is the best way of getting an answer as opposed to sending me an email, which, you know, it's not that we're trying to discourage you from emails. It's just we're trying to encourage you about calls. All right. So my favorite of the Saturday Night Live, and, you know, I sort of felt the same way I was watching it when I was watching it, you know, originally, is, you know, it just really hit or miss. You know, that some of it works, some of it doesn't work. You know, it's just amazing that it really has, that the same things I liked about it and didn't like about it and disliked about it have not changed at all in 40 years. Although I don't know why it's reassuring that so many of the guys have gotten really heavy. You know, maybe just because as women we're so worried about our weight at all times, and to see famous guys get somewhat bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably petty on my part. All right, so it's petty. But my favorite, probably my favorite thing, other than I thought the Seinfeld thing of him just taking questions worked really well. It was quite clear that somebody couldn't read cue cards, and apparently they do cue cards, not teleprompters, because they showed the cue card guys at some point. My guess is some of those guys just can't read a teleprompter. It's just too far away. But with Jane Curtin, who was on a panel, they were doing a weekend update, and they had all three of them doing it, and Jane Curtin's comment was, I remember in my day that I was the only pretty blonde doing made-up news stories, and now it's a whole network. And showed Fox. So, what can I tell you? I thought that was funny. As opposed to a lot of it, which just really hit or miss. As I said, it was really more watching people that you knew that you hadn't seen for a while. Chris Rock was on it. I mean, there was some really fun stuff about it. But as I said, I thought it was more the personalities and the music stuff worked than the skits themselves. I always thought the skits were hit or miss. I think we remember them more fondly than they were. They actually had Dakota Johnson on, who is the star of the big weekend movie that I told you was going to run away at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. I mean, it made scads of money. And because I think every woman in America sort of schlepped her boyfriend to it for reasons that are a little unclear to me, probably because they'd read the book and they were curious. Because I'm not sure it's really a date movie unless you're really looking to convince your sweet babu to be more aggressive than he is, or to be more controlling. And the big joke, which nobody at Saturday Night Live really got, is that her question to Jerry Seinfeld was, all right, I'm hosting for the first time February 28th. Do you have any advice for him? And he said, yeah, just wear what they tell you to do and do exactly what they say to do. And what I thought she should have said was, oh, I've had a little practice doing that. And that's, she said, oh, okay. But she's an actress, not a stand-up comedian, so apparently somebody didn't write her material for her. But Fifty Shades of Grey was a huge... It actually did better overseas than it did here. It didn't do badly here. I think it was the highest grossing R movie that's ever come out in February or something like that. Maybe the highest grossing R movie ever. Because all those teenage girls took their mothers to do it on my suggestions. What can I tell you? All righty. 855-99-375-69. All right. So it's President's Day. And in case you didn't know what that's about, that this is part of, since 1971, of sort of Monday all-inclusive holidays. which, you know, I sort of, you know, the reason they did it supposedly is for because of labor unions, and the idea being that that then workers, you know, that includes presumably all of us, would get more Monday holidays. But I kind of liked. Did you like it when holiday? I mean, I kind of like holidays in the middle of the week. I kind of like holidays that actually commemorate what they're commemorating. And this one was, as you I'm sure know, it was called the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. Well, that's pretty straightforward. But the idea, the President's Day started in 1800, following President George Washington's death in 1799. His February 22nd birthday became a perennial day of remembrance. Washington was venerated as the most important figure in American history, and events like the 1832 centennial of his birth and the start of construction of the Washington Monument in 1848 were cause for national celebration. Did you know that he didn't die until 1800?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't either.
I thought it was 1799 or 17.
I didn't know. 1799, right? Okay. And the holiday became in 1800.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah. President's Day. Here's cool. President's Day never falls on the actual birthday of any American president. Four chief executives: George Washington, William Henry Harrison, Abraham Lincoln, and Ronald Reagan were born in February, but their birthdays all come either too early or too late to coincide with President's Day, which is always celebrated on the third Monday of the month. So by definition, it has to be before the 22nd, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there you go. When Washington's birthday was an unofficial observance for most of the 1800s, it was not until the late 1870s it became a federal holiday. Stephen Wallace Dorsey of Arkansas proposed the measure. 1879, Rutherford B. Hayes signed it into law. It was initially only applied to the District of Columbia, to D.C. 1885 was expanded to the whole country. At the time, Washington's birthday joined four other recognized federal bank holidays: Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Independence Day, and Thanksgiving. So it's the first to celebrate the life of an individual American. Martin Luther King Day, signed into law in 1983, would be the second. That's pretty interesting if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like 100 years. It took, you know, 104 years.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that there's only two holidays that were, and one of them really doesn't anymore. Because it's become, you know, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act.
Mm-hmm.
Sought to shift the celebration of several federal holidays from specific dates to a series of predetermined Mondays. The proposed change was seen by many as a novel way to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. It was believed that ensuring holidays always fell on the same weekday would reduce employee absenteeism. While some argued that shifting holidays from their original dates would cheapen their meaning, the bill also had widespread support from both the private sector and labor unions and was seen as a surefire way to bolster retail sales. Dun, dun, dun. All right, it's so American, right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do today, especially if you have the day off. You could be nice and relaxed, and so can I. 855-993-7569. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you. How may I help you, Cookie?
I have a 25-year-old daughter who's a college graduate, and still lives at home. She has a part-time job. She's a nice girl. I have several concerns about her. She has no friends because she went to a good school and her friends are in having good career. She studied sociology and couldn't find a job, so she works at a store. And it seems to actually content. She comes home, reads books, she's never dated, and I still pay for her cell phone, I pay for her health insurance.
Why are we doing all this?
Yeah, as I was calling you, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, when you look at it carefully, it really... you said that she's 25? Is that how old she is?
She's 25, and the reason I put up with her is because she's a nice girl, and I think... Well
honey, we're not trying to reward her for being nice or punish her for being nasty. It's just that she's the motive to find a full-time job, for example... to look for friends is somewhat diminished because she's got you to pay her bills, you to give her. My guess is that you're not charging her room and board. So Go ahead. You started to what?
I'm sorry. To charge her, I said, okay, you have to pay, but she hasn't paid, and I don't kick her out. So I'm enabling her, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're much better served at this moment to say to her, look, in the next by March 4th is the only day of the year that's actually an order. It's a command. March 4th. So by March 4th, or pick some day arbitrarily, we need to get you out of here. I'll help you find an apartment. I'll give you first and last month's rent. You can take your bed, and you can take a frying pan, and you can take some towels. But here's the deal. It's time for you to kind of launch yourself into adulthood. And if you need to get another part-time job, so be it. And you're always welcome to come over here a couple nights a week to have dinner. But, I mean, you were leaving any of the pressure for her to need a job because there's no economic imperative here. The need to find friends is lessened because she can always go to the movies with you. Or she can have dinner with you, or she can do whatever. I mean, if your goal is to have your daughter be more self-reliant, you're certainly going about it in the wrong way, because she's not going to be more self-reliant. And it sounds... How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids.
And the other one's probably incredibly self-reliant.
The two of them are... Yeah.
Yeah, but... And again, we're not punishing her. We're just... She's... Look, if you're not careful, she's going to be living there when she's 104. So it really, if and you can't both allow her to do this and then be upset with her for doing it. I mean, either you have to put some boundaries here, or you can't complain about it. And the problem is that it's not doing her any good. I mean, it's not like this is going to be a great situation for her. It's just really not. As you point out, she doesn't have any friends. There's no imperative to meet anybody. At least if she had a job at a pizza place, she might sort of meet some people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think what you're doing just doesn't make any sense. That's the real problem. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't even make sense for you, but it certainly doesn't make sense for her. Because it's just encouraging dependence to a very large extent. And more than that, it's really not creating a situation where there is a motive for her to get out of her own comfort zone, because you are her comfort zone.
Okay, and what if she refuses, like before March 4th comes and she hasn't done anything and refuses to move, what do I do?
Well, I think you're going to have to say, look, and you can bribe her. You can say, look, you have to be out in the next month or so. And either we can make this really easy on both of us, or we can make it really hard on both of us. That if you leave by this time, and I'll help you find a place, you don't have to worry about doing it on your own, and I'll subsidize it. But if not, you know, at some point, I'm going to lock you out, not because I don't love you, but because I do love you. And this really just doesn't make any sense, that you're not moving on with your life, and it's really important for you to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you can sit down with her and say, look, the point is not to make you miserable. The point is really to motivate you. And, I mean, when we look at your life, what is it you want for yourself? And I guarantee you she's going to say, well, I don't know, or I can't get a job, or Mom, you don't know what it's like. And what you're going to have to do is say, look, one of two things. Either you're a perfectly healthy young woman who's just really not very motivated, and I guess I have to provide some of the motivation for you, at least the negative motivation, to say, okay, you can't do this anymore, and I'll bribe you to to move into the next step of your life, or you have some emotional issues that are prohibiting you from being able to move forward. If you have emotional issues that are prohibiting you from sort of taking your rightful place in the world, then you need to be in therapy. And as long as you're in therapy, you can stay here, but you can't just stay here. And my guess is she's sleeping more than she should. She probably doesn't help very much around the house. She may be depressed, and if she's depressed, it's really not fair to say to her, you have to go and find a job and you have to find an apartment. But if she's depressed, she needs to be in therapy with somebody, and she needs to be dealing with a depression.
She refuses to go to therapy.
Well, but then then go find yourself another place to live. Either you're functional and you need to find a place to live, and I'll help you with it, or you're not functional, at which point you have to become functional, which means therapy. But you don't have that choice anymore of just being able to stay here and live here without paying room and board and without having a job and without having any friends and without getting on your life. It's bad parenting on my part, and I don't want to be a bad parent anymore.
What if she says, okay, I'll start paying room and board, and she starts giving me $400 a month?
Fine. For $400 a month, I mean, especially if you sunset her, she could live someplace else and have her own apartment. Where's she going to get $400 a month?
She works part-time.
How much does she make?
I don't know. She probably makes $1,000 a month.
Why? I mean, you're not doing her any good by letting her do this. But she certainly, I mean, you've created the world's worst place for her, Anna, is that it's free. Listen, Manny and I will come and live with you, even if you're a terrible cook and even if we have to share a room with you and your daughter for living for free someplace. You know, that frees up any money we make to do whatever we want. And that's what's she doing with her money?
She's saving it. Because she doesn't spend it on herself. She goes to work. She pulls that part-time job. Comes home and saves it.
Yeah, this kid is very likely depressed.
Okay, so I don't. But by accepting the $400, I'm still.
Well, I'm not. I don't think I would necessarily do that. I don't think I would necessarily accept the $400. You could say, I'll tell you what, I'll take the $400. And I'll put it in a bank for you, but and I'll give you, you know, if you're willing to do that, I'll give you another couple months. But you know, at some point, very soon, you got to move out. And why don't you move out where it doesn't cost you as much money? I mean, that may be the bribe. You can stay here for up to 6 months. The first month you don't give me the $400, you're out of here. But if you move out now, then you're saving for $100 a month. I'll subsidize your rent for the first 6 months or the first whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, bribe her.
Okay.
But
I don't think bribing works.
Bribing always works. You just have to figure out the right bribe.
The right bribe. Okay. I haven't figured out the right bribe.
And look, she's not a child. You're allowed to get her involved in this of saying, you know, what will it take for you to move out? And I know you're scared about it. But, you know, this isn't working for you. It's not working for me. I worry about you all the time. You feel like I'm always on your case. And you're not moving forward. I mean, at some point, I'm not going to be around anymore. And you're not in any way setting yourself up for the rest of your life. And that's my job, is to help you do that. And I'm feeling like a really bad parent because I'm helping you to be a child. I mean, make it that she's making you feel terrible.
Yeah, and she's held on to when about 2 years ago her dad and I divorced, and she's stuck on that. She also, her dad also wasn't working, so I couldn't pay for a private college for her that I did for her brother, and she's saying I got punished for being a good kid because she was really good student.
Well, but it's not that you're not punishing her. And you're not punishing her because she's a bad kid, and you don't reward 25-year-olds for being nice people by letting them be 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking about it wrong, okay?
Okay.
So, and you can say to her, look, it's not that I don't love you, because I do. It's not that, you know, I don't think you're a great person, because I think you are. But this isn't getting you any place. If the roles were reversed, and I was doing this, you'd understand that this doesn't make any sense. Alrighty?
Okay.
Call me back if you need me. Alright? 855-99-3769. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-A-9-N. All right, so in honor of President's Day, in honor of the fact of Washington being on stamps, this is a stretch, isn't it? How about an email?
Let's do it. We got an email from Wayne. Wayne says, Dr. Joy, I bought stock in Microsoft in 1979.
Woo!
Sun Microsystems, now owned by Oracle, in 1986, and Apple in 1987. I had a dividend reinvestment plan. I developed schizophrenia in the late 80s and was hospitalized in 1993. I don't know what happened to my stock certificates. I asked my parents, who I was living with, and they didn't know. My parents sold their home and bought a really expensive home in the suburbs of Atlanta. My father was a maintenance worker and my mother a nurse's aide. Maybe they saved their money. I became suspicious when they had their accountant over and asked me if I ever bought stock and asked about Microsoft and Sun Microsystems specifically. I started to be harassed at work by patrons. I'm a librarian. I quit my job in 2006 and tried to get another job, but I've gotten few interviews and haven't been hired in the intervening 9 years. I haven't had any luck with the state-sponsored agency that finds jobs for people with mental illness either. I'm a 48-year-old virgin who has never been on a date or even been kissed. What steps should I take to find out if my parents stole my stock money, and what steps should I take to find a woman who would marry a schizophrenic and start a family? I'm fine and stable. One would not even know I had a mental illness.
Okay. First of all, saying you're fine, I don't know what that means. Are you on medication? Are you seeing a therapist? When's the last time you had an episode? So again, this is one of those situations that sort of begs for a phone call rather than email. Because I'm sure one of the issues, I'm sure you're aware that one of the issues of schizophrenia is paranoia. So, presumably, what I would do is start with your own records, that if you bought all, that either you had a stockbroker or you bought them online, and you had money taken out of your account. So there should be a paper trail someplace. And that's where I'd start, is not with somebody else, but starting with your own paper trail. The problem is that your parents really cashed in your certificates. And one of the questions is, did you give them power of attorney? I don't know if you're your parents' heir or not, but if you're their sole heir, presumably you would inherit the house at any rate. So, but start with what your records show in terms of purchase. Because if you decide that this is something you want to pursue, it's presumably a legal issue, and so a lawyer is going to want that same kind of stuff from you. So go back and look at your records. It sounds like you're pretty clear about when you bought them, and there should be, as I said, either you had a broker, or if you had a broker, then there, and even if you didn't have a broker, if you bought them online, well, I don't think you could buy things online quite that early. Maybe you could. Anyway, you should have a paper trail. You should have a receipt. Because, you know, whenever you buy anything, if through a broker, that they'll send you a receipt. And even if you didn't keep the receipt, presumably whomever the broker was has some indication of that. Because whenever somebody files a class action suit, right, they know that you bought it. So there's a paper trail somewhere, and that's where I would start, is with your own records. Once you have your own records about when you bought it and under what auspices, then presumably you may be able to get in touch with either the broker or the company and find out if, in fact, it was sold. Because you don't actually, most places that I know of don't actually issue stock certificates anymore unless you actually ask for them. You just have a receipt. And so find out, you know, when you bought them, and if they were sold, when they were sold, and by whom. Make sure that you didn't give your parents power of attorney, because you gave them power of attorney, presumably they could have sold the stocks. All right, so that's one whole thing. I think that's the least of your problems, to be quite honest. And I understand it's a little uncomfortable to not quite trust your folks, but that's a stable issue in that it's already done. So whatever you find or don't find about it, that can be moving forward. There's nothing presumably that's going to change about that in the next couple of days or weeks or months. And you're going to have to do some homework to give somebody some background about where they can start their search. In terms of a job, I think that you'd mentioned getting in touch with state agencies that provide job training for people who are mentally ill. But if you're not mentally ill at this moment, if you're not experiencing any symptoms and you're under a physician's care, then presumably the physician can sort of certify that you are functional and you are fine. And I don't know what kind of work that you want to do. The fact that that you were a librarian and people are harassing you, again, that does sound like the symptoms to a certain extent. So if you don't have a therapist right now, I might have a therapist, if not to treat you, although that's an option, to at least bounce ideas against, of saying, okay, here's what's going on. because if nothing else, a therapist, especially if you're unclear about internal as opposed to external reality, can be very helpful to do some reality testing. But if you, in fact, are functional and educated and you have a relatively good history, work history someplace, you should be able to find a job. I think finding a job is important before you try dating. Dating is really the ultimate high wire act of social interaction. At least with a job, you're saying, am I functional? Am I useful? With a date, you're saying, do you think I'm sexy? Am I lovable? And that's a much more complicated kind of issue, much more complicated kind of interaction. So don't give up. There are lots of virgins wandering around, and I think when you lose your virginity is not nearly as significant as having a relationship with somebody that you feel close to. And that's, the virginity part is almost irrelevant. I know it feels really relevant to you right now, but I think what you want to do is feel, number one, that you're stable. Number two, that you can trust your instincts and your impulses enough. And I think that may be a therapeutic, at least, discussion. And then a job where you can feel that you're useful to somebody, that there is somebody's willing to pay you money to do things. And then you can start dating. If right now a paid job is not feasible for whatever reason, doing some volunteer work on a very scheduled basis, so you can set up a history of going into work. If it's 3 days a week, you're on time, you do the work, you're reliable, because that can sometimes offset previous work irregularities, for lack of a better term. But what you need to do is make sure that you can trust your impulses at this moment. And that's a therapeutic issue to make sure. And again, whether you're on medication or not, as you know, schizophrenia is a treatable mental health situation, but it does need to be treated. And there, it can certainly have periods where it's more full blown than others, but it's not one of those things that you sort of outgrow per se. So make sure that you can trust, so that you can make a substantial argument to somebody else that you are a reliable employee right now. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.